We are on the bottom last line of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Asks the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama asks the following question: Amishtachav Elahar. If a person bows down to a mountain, we already know the halachic status of the mountain, but the question is, Avanav Mahul Mizbeach. This, with regards to the stones, can the stones be used to build a mizbeach? We've already discussed what happens if the stone gets dislodged, or what's the status of that. But now the question is, can you use these stones to build a mizbeach? So Gemara says, the answer would be based on the question of Yesh Nevad bin Mechubar Eitzel Gavoa, O Ein Nevad bin Mechubar Eitzel Gavoa. Is the concept of Nevad, of something which has been worshipped when it's been attached to the ground, is there a problem, Eitzel Gavoa? Do we consider it to be prohibited with regards to using it for the Beis HaMikdash? Or maybe no, because it's attached to the ground when it was worshipped. It wouldn't be a problem to now use it for the building of a Mishkan or a Torah for the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara says, "Im timsul yesh nevad ben mechaber eitzel gavoah." And even if you're going to tell me that there is a problem of nevad, because when it's attached to the ground, and now you're taking it off to build a mizbeach, here there's another issue, or another reason to possibly be lenient. Machshirei korban ke korban damu, alo. Are machshirei korban, things which prepare the korban, but not the korban itself, is that considered as part of, like a korban, or not, or it's separate from the korban? In other words, here you have a brick or a stone, which is not you. It was used for avodah zarah, and now you're using it for the Beis HaMikdash. You're using it for a mizbeach, but the mizbeach, you're just building the mizbeach. The korbanos go on the mizbeach. That's what's actually being offered to God. So what you're building the mizbeach is once removed from the kodesh. So is that an issue or not? So the Rava answers as follows: Amar Rava kal v'chomer. Says Rava, I'll tell you through, prove it through kal v'chomer that it should be aser. How so? Uma esnan shemutar betalosh lahedyot, asur b'mechubar l'gavoa, t'chsiv lo savi esnan zona u'mechir kelev lo shna talosh v'lo shna b'mechubar. With regards to esnan zona, so says Rav, here's the kal v'chomer. An esnan zona is a gift which is given to a harlot. After someone has relations with this harlot, they give her a gift. What can she do with this gift? So we know that she can, it's mutar betalosh lahedyot, the gift, even if it's attached, even if it's detached from the ground, she can use it for mundane purposes. Like obviously, if it's attached to the ground, obviously, if it was attached to the ground before it was given to her, then obviously it wouldn't be an issue. Even if it was detached from the ground, it would be she can use it for mundane purposes. Nevertheless, aser b'mechubar l'gavoah. However, when it was even if it's attached to the ground, it's not permissible for her to give it as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because based on the pasuk of Lo Savi Esnan Zonu Mechir Kelev, it doesn't distinguish between attached or detached. So we're going to have to assume that even if it's going to be Beis Hashem Elokecha, something which is to be given to God, to the Gavoah, clearly we're not going to distinguish between Talush or Mechubar. Everything is going to be prohibited. Okay, so the Kal V'Chomer comes from the case of Esnan Zona. So just like by Esnan Zona, Mechubar is Aser Lagavoa, so says the Rava, Nevad she'aser betalush lahedyot, Eino din she'aser b'mechubar lagavoa. So a nevad, something which was worshipped, which when it was detached from the ground, it's clearly prohibited to even for a mundane purposes to use, even for a regular person to use, right? We know you're not allowed to worship something which was on top of the mountain. It's only the mountain itself, like a stone which was once attached to the ground. That's different. But it's clearly something which was attached to the ground, then all the more so it should be prohibited to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's your Kal V'Chomer. So it says Rava that the stone that's taken off from the mountain cannot be used to build a mizbeach. That's Rava's opinion. However, Amrle Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua LeRava. Rav Huna argues with Rava and says as follows: O Chilaf, I can make a different argument using the similar logic. Another Kal V'chomer, which is as follows: Uma ne'vad she'asher betalosh etal hedyot muter b'mechuber l'gavoa she'ne'mar Eloheihem al heharim v'lo heharim Eloheihem lo shna hedyot v'lo shna l'gavoa. So he's going to work backwards. He's going to first focus on the case of Nevad, excuse me. Something which is worshipped is prohibited for a mundane person to use, even if it was, oh, sorry, when it was detached from the ground, even if it, when it was detached. Obviously, when it's well, when it's sorry, when it's attached, it might be different. When something is worshipped when it was detached from the ground, a mundane person, even a mundane person, can't use it. But if it was mechubar, if it was attached to the ground, it can even be given to the Beis HaMikdash because of Elohim al Heharim, which we've mentioned before, which doesn't distinguish between mundane or for Beis HaMikdash. So Esnan, Shemutr betalosh l'hedyot. So when it comes to the Esnan Zona, which her gift would be permissible to be used for mundane purposes, even if it was attached, then obviously shouldn't it be permissible for her to give a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, even when it was attached as well? And therefore, says Rav Huna, you can make the argument of Kal V'chomer that just like the Esnan Zona, you can give mutar b'mechubar l'gavoa, her gift is permissible to give to the gavoa, so too, you would be permitted to utilize the stone which was came off of the mountain to use it l'gavoa, to make it to build a mizbeach. And then Rav Huna already anticipates a question. V'im yishum beis Hashem elokecha. It says beis Hashem elokecha that you're not allowed to bring Esnan Zona into the house, the gift of the Esnan Zona, beis Hashem elokecha, to the house of God, which perhaps indicates that you can't use anything towards building a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaMikdash, or the house of God, using Esnan Zona, using her gift. So says Rav Huna, no, we darshan it differently. We darshan Beis Hashem Elokecha prat lepara she'ena ba lebayis divrei Rabbi Eliezer vechachamim omrim lerabos es harikuim. Either way, there are different ways to understand it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Beis Hashem Elokecha excludes a para aduma. That a para aduma is she'ena ba lebayis. It doesn't come into Beis Hashem Elokecha since it doesn't enter into Beis Hashem Elokecha. Then you would be allowed to use it. In other words, Beis Hashem Elokecha means don't bring this to the house of God. But para aduma, if an esnan, if one of the gifts of a zona is a red heifer, she can give it as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash because it's not used in the Beis Hashem HaKecha, it's used in an outside room. The Chachamim say, L'rabos es harikuim, that it's coming to include gold sheets, that if Zona gives these gold sheets that she was given as a gift and she passes it along, these gold sheets would not be allowed to be used because that is Beis Hashem HaKecha. But either way, Beis Hashem HaKecha doesn't. Shouldn't teach us that anything which is lagavoa, any gift that the Esnan gives lagavoa, is going to be prohibited. It's Beis Hashem Lekecha is coming to teach us two separate things. So in general, even an Esnan Zona would be allowed to give things lagavoa. And so too says Rav Huna, if you wanted to use stones from a mountain which were worshipped once upon a time, they can be used lagavoa to build a mizbeach. Gemara is going to continue the discussion, which we'll do next time, between this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rava, about how they learned their Kal V'chomer, and again to answer the question whether it's permissible to use the stone from a mountain that was worshipped to build a mizbeach.